Fourth Shir in Shabbos, Yudal El Hitav Shalom, Vav, September 9th, 1976.
Of the order of the behemoth is a means towards an end. But the kavana is not to have a smooth surface. So in other words, so when is the chiyuv of machlikatim when you pave the roads? When you pave the roads, or when you pluck the feathers from the chick? So the kavana is to smooth out the skin, that it should, that all the feathers should be removed from it. So memele, there is a chiyuv when you pave the roads. So there is a chiyuv mishum machik, because the kavana is to smooth out the surface. But where the kavana is not to smooth out the surface, then there is no chiyuv machik. Now the Ramo says in Hilchos Shabbos, the Ramo says that it's oser loser ishtamish bibeiris, soap. You cannot use soap. Why? Because when you use soap, so you convert solid into liquid. So you are made. So it's an Isra Rabo. So the Tiferes Yisrael in the Psiche says, mentions a big chiddush. And I think that chiddush of the Tiferes Yisrael is only true according to Rambam Shite, but according to all the other Rishonim it's not so. So the Tiferes Yisrael in the Psiche of Hilchos Shabbos, he says that when does the Ramo say that if you use soap, so it only involves an Isra Rabbanon, because you are mele, you convert a solid into a liquid. Because of that, so it's muta to use liquid soap, because the itself using soap consists in transforming a solid into a liquid. So the Ramo says, because you transform a solid into a liquid, so that is only if it's hard soap. You know, a piece of soap that was not yet used, so it's very hard. But suppose the soap is very soft, and when you use it, it has been used already a lot, and then it is so soft that when you use it on your hands, on your body, on your face, so you smooth it out, and you stretch it out, you flatten it out. If the soap is already small, I mean, it was almost used up, and a little bit is left of that soap. So then it is very soft, and when you use it, you flatten it out, you smooth it out. So then it's a melochet reis. I mean, it's a big chiddush, because the Ramo should have mentioned it. So, but it seems to me that what the Tiferes Yisrael says is true according to Rabbi Tamshi. That chiyuv is chiyuv is abeim is chiyuv mishum. Is chayev mishum mimachik. Chiyuv is abeim. Is chayev mishum mimachik. Why? Because when he milks the cow, so he has to flatten out and smooth out the oil of the beim. So the same thing is true of a. The same thing is true of a soft piece of soap. So when you use it on your body, you have to flatten it out and to smooth it out. Now this. So the same thing would be true. The same thing would be true, let's say, if you use, let's say, toothpaste on Shabbos. So you also, in order to use the toothpaste, so you have to flatten it out, you have to smooth it out. But again, so that is true according to Rambam Shite, that the kavone to smooth out the surface is not an integral part. Is not an integral part of the Tzuras HaMelochet. But then you say the Mapischavein is not Tzorich, so we say that if something is a means towards an end, so it's like Shore Sichala Asune, so he's chayev. But if we say that Ligabi Mimachik, so the Kavone of smoothing out the surface is an integral part of the Tzuras Hamloche, so Mimele it's not Osa. And that is probably the Shite of the Rishonim Achilik HaRav Netan. One second. Now, So that is now as about toothpaste. I said, so in Chanamek, one should not use toothpaste because according to Rabbi Tam, it will involve a melochet raise. We have to be chayshishin in regard to a melochet raise for shiris Rabbi Tam. So that will involve. But then I think that there is a shaila. Now, I don't know. I mean, I don't have any raise for it. That there is a shaila. Now, those who aser using toothpaste on Shabbos, so they only aser using toothpaste on Shabbos. But some of those who aser to use toothpaste on Shabbos, they are matir to use a toothbrush without toothpaste. And I think that just brushing the teeth with the toothbrush, even without toothpaste, if you brush it well, not if you just do it the way some workers gis up, you know, the meat, you know, spray here and spray there. But if you brush the teeth properly, the way your dentist tells you to brush it. So, Mamela, what's the purpose of brushing the teeth? The purpose of brushing your teeth, every dentist will tell you that, is to remove the tartar. So, in other words, if you don't brush your teeth, so there is a lot of tartar on the teeth. You don't see it; it's not visible. But there is a lot of tartar, and when the dentist gives a cleaning to your teeth, so what does he do in effect? He just removes the tartar, then he really smooths out the surface, and that he does the kavanah. So in the melee, I think that it's possible. As far as the mimachik of toothpaste per se is concerned, so it's only according to Rabbi Netam Shibur. But according to the other Rishenim, the really doesn't involve any self mimachik. Because he's not interested in smoothing out the surface of the toothpaste, in flattening out the toothpaste. He's not interested. So Mamele, only according to Rabbi Tamshite, that the kavone of smoothing out the surface is not an integral part of the Tzuras Hamloch. But according to Rabbi Shimon, not. However, if you brush the teeth properly, the way the dentist advises you to brush the teeth, in other words, to smooth out the surface of the teeth from all the tartar. So then the kavone is to smooth out the surface. So that might involve an easy amlochet reisomach. But I don't know, I'm not saying Bibriras. You could say that when is there a melochet reise of mimachik, when you smooth out the surface, if before you smooth it out, you saw that the surface was not, it was visible to your eyes, that the surface was not smooth. And then you smooth it out. So in other words, let's say, when you pave the roads, or when you pluck the feathers of a chick. So you saw, I mean, that it wasn't smooth. And now you smooth out the surface, and the kavone is to smooth out the surface. So then there's a machik. Mashenik in here, you don't see that it's not smooth. You don't see it. It's not nikalinayim that it's not smooth, but the truth is that b'mtzias, when you brush your teeth properly, you do smooth it out if you brush it properly. So maybe the melacha of memachik doesn't apply to it. Now, it's hard to tell. I mean, I didn't find that in any place. I didn't find that. Alright, now, so the nirav l'abletam, the mufari chayot mishu memachik, the chshechil memachik es adad o machik, the nirav l'rik, the chelik chovies amdinon, חייב אדם מסחדרו אבל לאי מסחקר ורב נתם מלו מסחדר ומלו מסחקר ופירוש הקונטרס that is because he told him לדוש so then we understand why is חייב he told him לדוש because just as דוש so you separate let's say דייכו from the שיבלס the seeds of grain from the shibeles, so when you mifarik, so you separate the mashke from the echo. So that's also dosh. So in other words, dosh manifests itself in two ways. Either in the removal, in the separation of the echo from the pseiles, or in the separation of the mashke from the echo. So when, let's say, when you squeeze out grapes, you make grape juice. So then Yachayev Mishum Seichait Mifarek, it's called the Dosh, because you separate the juice from the grapes. You squeeze out and you separate the juice from the grapes. So it's only when you separate a mashke from an ech. So Mimele, so the Gemara says in Perchovies, Chayev Vodom Misechak Deiro, Avoloi Misechak Karo. If you have a gdeiro with the many crumbs of pieces of bread, and then you milk the cow into it, so then the piece of bread become mixed up with the piece, the crumbs, the peruri of lechem become mixed up with the milk. So the halacha is that mashke abo is a chayichol keichol damye. So the milk that is squeezed out from the cow, So has it been not of a mashke? Inasmuch as it goes into a gdeho, that has pirurim of lechem in it, and those pirurim of lechem become mixed up, misari, with the milk, with the milk. So mimele, the milk that is obtained from the cow also has the shemeichel. So mimele, you're not in effect separating a mashke from an eichel. You are separating an eichel from an eichel. The behemoth is eichel, and the milk that goes into the gdeiro is mixed up with food, with perurim, is also eichel. So it's not rosh. But if you milk if you squeeze the milk into a caro, into a pail that has no perurim of lechem in it, so that then it's mashke pure and simple. So that means that you separate the milk which has a chalish and mashke from the behemoth that is an eichel. So is it all the dosh? So that's good according to Rashi. But according to Ramatam, the dechiyuv is because of mimachik. So what difference does it make? I mean, you have to milk the cow the same way. Doesn't make any difference whether the milk gets into, runs into a kare, or it enters a gdeiro. So you have, this is a necessary means towards the end. In other words, in order to obtain the milk, you have to flatten out and smooth out the order of the behemo. So in the way, it should be the same thing. We have the time, maul sech hagdeiro, maul sech hakaro. I just want to finish the thesis and then discuss some thesis kashi get something. Ufemus akuntres was a shab, the mikore kishoyo bitadi khoshivekhe, ufshechir vizichandero, nama aveikhe, the domini doshen ishtane. Domini doshen ishtane, in other words, that so dosh, let's say you separate the eichel from the shibeles, from the pseiles, or let's say if you separate the mashke from the eich, vinire del pirush akuntres, halochet rabiudi. דומה בפרק אף על פי אומר רב מרינס הנה אחי נתחול בשבס מייטיים ומפרק לך הידו ובמוקים צער וגוזרו רבונון. So רב מרינס says that הנה אחי זה נתחול בשבס. Somebody who is sick, I mean, אחי לשם בסקון, he has a very bad cough and he's אחי לשם בסקון, so the halacha is that he's allowed to put the odor of the behemoth in his mouth and squeeze out the milk. He's allowed to do it because he's milking the cow in an unnatural way. The natural way of obtaining milk from the cow is by squeezing out the milk into a pail, not by squeezing it out directly into his mouth. So mimele, it's mifarik lachayat, and lachayat is only osam de rabbonot. Umokim tzar because rabbonot. So in other words, so Tesis is explaining the Rashi. First of all, Tesis makes an assumption that inasmuch as Rashi says after the Kei, that the reason as to why Chayav is Chayav Chatos is because of Tomer Dosh, and Dosh shall be to a Karke. So obviously that Brisa accords with Rabbi Yehuda that Yeshdish is Chayav to a Karke. Now, if that Brisa accords with Rabbi Yehuda, So Tesis makes another assumption. So Mele Mistame, that the Aloche is like Rabbi Yehuda. Otherwise, if the Aloche hadn't been like Rabbi Yehuda, the Aloche had been like the Rabbeinu of Rabbi Yehuda, so the Stam Raisa wouldn't accord with Rabbi Yehuda. So Mele, so then Tesis mentions the Rai. Why does Rashi say? Rashi doesn't say all that. I mean, Tesis says it in Rashi. So why does Rashi say? Why does Rashi say that Aloche is Rabbi Yehuda? Because there is a raya from the Gemara. According to Rashi, there is a raya from the Gemara in Ksuvis that the Aloch is like Rabbi Yehuda. Because the Gemara in Ksuvis says, Rabbi Magana says that Gineach is in a Holy Shabbat. So only he has to squeeze out the milk with his mouth. Why? Because it's Klachayat. Now, apparently, so in other words, so Tesis is assuming that every Shavuz de Rabbanon is muteh for chilas shemisakone. Now there is a machlokes rishonim. There is one shus that is certainly muteh for chilas shemisakone. That's amir linoch shus. So that's a gemara mifureshes that the yildes within 30 days that she gave birth to a child, so she has a din of chilas shemisakone. So maybe we are allowed to tell a goy to do any melachah deraisa for a yildes that is litzirach of a yildes. within the 30 days. Even though she's not a chile, she is besakone. After 7 days, she's certainly not a chile, she was a kone. But she has a din of a chile. She has a din of a chile, she is besakone. She is besakone. So mele, it's muta. So Amir Enochi is certainly muta for chile, she is a kone. But the Ari Shemim will say that every shvuz the Rabbanon is muta for chile, she is a kone. So according to this Shemim, if somebody is sick, he's not a chile, she is besakone. You're allowed to carry something for him in the camels. According to this Shemim. The Ramban Shite is that only two types of the Rabbonon on Shabbos are muta for Achil Shim Sakone. One the Rabbonon is Amir Enochi, so that's a Gemara Mefureshes. Taf Kuf Chavches, Amir Enochi. And then the other Rabbonon is Tlachayat. So Amir Enochi Shmus is muta for Achil Shim Sakone, and Tlachayat is muta for Achil Shim Sakone. And the Ramban Shite is that milking a cow is in Lachad Rites. Is in Lachad Rites. Even according to the Rabbanon. Why? Because the Behemo has a din of Gidul Karke, because it's sustained by Karke. It's sustained by Karke. So, and still the Gemara says, Rabbi Novina says, Geniach in Ichol Bishabes. So, the Geniach is only allowed to squeeze out the milk from the cow, from the udder of the cow, if he puts the udder into his mouth and he squeezes it out with his mouth, because that's Lachayat. But to squeeze out the milk with his hand, into a pail and to drink it, so that the Ganeach should be able to drink it. Not so, why not? So the Ramban says, the Ramban Shite is, the Ramban own Shite is, the Ramban has two shades. So is one Shite is that Chiliv is Chayav with the rice, Chiliv is Chayav with the rice, and then he mentions this Rai of Reb Marinus. I mean, that chile is chayav the rice. That, and he mentions this raya of Reb Marinus, that chile is chayav the rice. Because if we say that chile is only osam the rabbonon, that chile is only osam the rabbonon, so maybe why does Reb Marinus say that he has to put the water into his mouth? Why can't he simply milk the cow in the natural way? Because that's only osam. That's only awesome the Rabbanon. So it's a raya from that. It's a raya from that. That it's awesome the rice. But if he does a klachayad, if he puts the order of the behemoth in his mouth and he squeezes out of the milk, so then it's klachayad, it's not natural way. Then he says, no, we can say that chiliv is awesome the Rabbanon. Even when you squeeze it out with your hands into a pail, so it's only in the natural way, so it's only awesome Rabbanon, because we pass like the Rabbanon of Rabbude, then we shall be like Arke, and the behemoth is not considered like Arke. So then you ask, but if it's only awesome Rabbanon, so why does Rabbi Marina say, only Klachayat you can be Yemig Yechol B'Shabes? Why shouldn't he be able to milk the cow in the natural way, it's only awesome Rabbanon? The answer is, a Nisa de Rabbanon, Shavus is not Mutaf for Achil Shem Isakone. But only two kinds of shvusim are muta for chilishim zakone. That is Amir Enochi, that's cow, and the shvus of Tlachayat is also muta for chilishim zakone. But the shvus of milking a cow, assuming that it's only a shvus, that is mochamo, that is not muta. So we see that Teisus is chilik and Ramah. And Teisus says, ונראה פרש אקון לרוח להגיד לא מפרק אף על פי יום הרב מרינס גני אחי נקחו בשבס ואתה מפרק לחיידו ובמוק עם צהר לגוס רבונו ופוסי קוסם רב יסף עם חסיק רב מרינס so they נראה לי מה דאף לרבונו לא עושה מי לרבונו דימר זה כמפרק because two and D shall be גדולי קרק but מי לרבונו ניצוס הרבים שלו יביא לקרק ויעבו גם להסיר לנו לרבונו מי שעורר לו משום די כתרת כלחייב ובמוקים צער נבוא אצלם זה רמבן so that's אין נראה לי מה Teisus doesn't like the story so in other words Teisus שיטי is not like the רמבן and Teisus שיטי is that every יסד הרבון הוא נזמות אף אחרי השם בסכן and the מחבר mentions several שיטים Thank you. Now in Simon Shin Chopres, Luche Shabbos, Sif Yudan, Chere she nofal machmas chere mishko, vehim beis hakone, oi she yesh lai michu she mitztaya vecholo manu kol gufe, she oz afo pi she heilich kinofal mishko tam. In other words, what is a chere she hakone? It doesn't mean that if somebody has a headache, or he has a toothache, so he has a dinam chere she mizakone. In other words, chilishim is that's michush baon. That's not even chilishim zakoni. Chilishim zakoni is one of two things. Either that he has a certain kind of an ailment, an account of which he has to stay in bed. So maybe he's doing chilishim zakoni. Or even if the doctors don't tell him he has to stay in bed, but it's nachlash kol gufe. In other words, he walks around, he works, but he's dizzy all the time. But on account of that ailment, he's dizzy. It's nachlash kol gufe. I mentioned one example. Of nechlas kol gufei. I mean, if it's nechlas kol gufei, even though he's not nifl mishkov, he also has a din of a chilishim zakone. So chilishim of machlas chilishim mishkov veim zakone. Eimrim yakum lasis lechufoi. So Amir Noach is certainly muta because that's a gemara mifreshes. Avol imechalin olof es hashabos biisa deraisi. Afilu yesh bi zakone seiver. So there is one motion in the mechaber that even zakone seiver is not deche. So the shita of the shach is in the Rebbeye that if there is sakon seiva, you are allowed to be teiva and nisar aise too. But the mechaber shita is not like that. After yesh be sakon seiva, the chalul of Yisrael be nisar rabbon. So he says, avli mechalul as a shabbos be nisar aise after yesh sakon seiva. So in other words, so this lashon in the mechaber is that the nisar rabbon. That a nisar rabbanon sakon seiver is there for every nisar rabbanon of Shabbos, but not the yorochet raise. The shach shita is that even nisar raise, so sakon seiver has a din of pidach nefesh. But the shita of the mechaber is not like that, not like the shach in your day. So avu mechalom za Shabbos bisad raise, avu nish bisakon seiver, the chalom of Yisrael bi nisar rabbanon bi yodayim. So yesh matiri. That's Tesis Shiva. That's Tesis Shiva. Tesis here is that every Yisrael Rabbonon is Mutav Chilishim Zakoneh. Without Zakoneh Seiva. V'yein Shemrim, Shem Yesh B'Zakoneh Seiva, Eisi. V'yein B'Zakoneh Seiva, Ein Eisi. So you're not allowed. If there is no Zakoneh Seiva, so you're not allowed. That's the Shit of the Rambam. In other words, that only the shvus of Tlachayad is muter, even without Sakon HaSeiver. But any other shvus is only muter if there is a Sakon HaSeiver. V'imeim Sakon HaSeiver emis. V'yein Shemrim, and then there is another shite. Shemrim Sakon HaSeiver is in the shil. V'imeim Sakon HaSeiver is in the lonshin. V'yein Shemrim, afilu yesh Sakon HaSeiver. Emis in Leidomo shem nismach lenuach edarais. So there is one shita that says that even with Sakon HaSeiver. So a shmuz that has a smach in the rice is not muter. Ud vol shem smach loche eisin, apil ein be Sakon HaSeiver. V'divrei ha-svor ha-shlish is nir. So what is the svor ha-shlish is? The svor ha-shlish is, yei shemrim shimei be Sakon HaSeiver. Eisin bishinu, that means that the yiser of kilach hayad, that the shmuz of kilach hayad is muter, so v'im yesh b'sakon seiver is b'loishin, all right, but without sakon seiver, so only the shvus of kachaya. So we have several shits. All right. Now, Tesis Kashi against Rav Natam is, how can Rav Natam say that the chiyuv of chili is mishum mimachik? If it's mishum mimachik, so what's the difference between misichagdei or misichakav? And Tesis in Rav Kuf Mendalad in Shabbos also mentions that. Think so. Yeah. No. Please, please. Tesis in Shabbos doesn't say it. I mean, Kufmandalit in Shabbos doesn't say it. Tesis says that Kashe here, but Kufmandalit in Shabbos it doesn't. So it's a very strong Kashe. Now, but Tesis in Kufmandalit in Shabbos mentions in the name of Avotam something that seems to be diametrically opposed to what Avotam says here. Now, Taf Kufmandalit in Shabbos on the base, the last Tesis. Really, what do I mean is I will say that וכשהחילי והבקן היתר איכל מתחפסס וכי משמע בבהג וביום תקפי so, ומי הוא סחיטס because the same thing the Gemara mentions in connection with an eshkel של הלובים מקלוסטר of grapes so, סייכת אודום זייסים והנובים לסייך הדירה אבל לא לסייך הקארה because when you squeeze out the grapes the juice from the grapes into a gdera, let's say into a dera that has certain food and it becomes mixed up with the food so mashke abon is echeich ok echeich odome some of them you're not mefarik but if you squeeze out the juice from the grapes into a kare so it has a din of mashke and so you are mafrik you separate the mashke from the echeich so it's gosh now so this really the Rif says here in very obvious that it's mendao so the Rif says that this aloche now the Gemara says two halachas. One is Omar Rav Yudah Mashmuel, that Kufmandalit on the base at the bottom, the sixth line from the end of the Omed, Omar Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Sechad on the Meshkel Shalom Rabi, Sechad Deh Abul, Sechad Kach. Omar Rav Chizde, Midir Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu Det Shmuel, Nirmad, Chilu Rodom Yudah, Sechad Deh Abul, Sechad Kare, Al Mikosov HaMashka, Abul, Eich, 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 So the Rif says, and Rav Nitam, Falazapit, Rav Nitam, here, that Kufmandalit, Falazapit, Shite, So the Rif says that while Shmuel's din of Seichet of Meshkel Shalom Novim Meseich Agdere has applies to Yom Tov and Shabbos, but currently to Shmuel's din of Chen Vodomeiz Meseich Agdere, Avol Meseich Akare applies only to Yom Tov, not to Shabbos. As far as Seichet of Meshkel Shalom Novim Meseich Agdere, so even on Shabbos, you're allowed to do it, the Rif says. Because what's the issue of squeezing out the juice from grapes? The issue is because you separate the mashke from the echo. The grapes are an echo, and the juice is a mashke. But if you squeeze it out into a kare, so you separate a mashke from an echo. But if you squeeze it out into a devil that has pirulim of echo in it, and the juice becomes mixed up, so with the pirulim, So it has a Chaleishem Mashke, not a Mashke. I just want to point out, there are certain kibbutzim, and I'm not going to mention the names of those kibbutzim. So, when I was in Israel, I reprimanded the heads of those kibbutzim. So, there are certain kibbutzim. I mean, and that's, that happens to be the more observant of the kibbutzim. So, they work it out. On Shabbos, the milk by putting a loaf of bread or a roll, and then in an empty pail, and then the milk they squeeze out the milk into that pail. But that's like paperwork. I mean that is done by certain people. So that's no heter because it is mentioned that when do we say that mashke habol is echecho? Eichlu, not mashke, if, let's say, the mashke becomes mixed up with the perulim of eichel. Let's say, you have in the gdera, you have cheese. And then, you squeeze the milk into the cheese. And then it becomes mixed into one lump. The milk and the cheese becomes, they mix up into one lump. So, maybe it's a din of eichel. But if you just put a roll, at the bottom of the pail, at the bottom of the pail, and then you squeeze out milk into it, so it is just as a certain anti-Semite, a certain notorious anti-Semite in Poland. So he said that the Jews are amoyim, he says. They always like to do a trick. And even the most observant Jews, so they like to bypass all the halachas by resorting to a trick. So he mentions the union of Etariske, so that many Jews, so they lend money on interest, and they take out, and then make a heteriske, and then he mentions something else. Of course, it emanates from anti-Semitism. So he says, Jews are not allowed to travel on a train on Shabbos, but they are allowed to travel on a boat on Shabbos. So what does an Orthodox Jew do? He wants to travel on a train on Shabbos, and he's not allowed. So in order to conform to his religion, so he takes a pail with water, and then he puts his feet in the pail of water, and he puts it on the train, and he travels on train on Shabbos. So this is main ze. If you just put a roll at the bottom of the pail, and then you squeeze all the milk into it, so then he doesn't have a din of an eichel, just because there is one roll, there is one small roll at the bottom of the pail, so that does not make it into an eichel. When is it an eichel? If, let's say, you have pirurim in the gdeire, and it's in good faith, I mean, it's not just a trick. In other words, and then the milk becomes mixed up with it, and it forms one lump. So, melee, in such a case, it has a shemal eichel. So the Rif says that if somebody is chiliv, so that the aluche of sechet odom eshkel shalom novim, we say chagdeiro abul, so that applies to Shabbos too, not only to Yom, because if you are sechet eshkel shalom novim, we say chagdeiro, and becomes mixed up, let's say, with the perurim, so it has a din of an eichel. So maybe on Shabbos you're allowed to do it also. So you separate an eichel from an eichel. Masha'im came the other din that Gemara mentions, that Rav Chisda mentions. So that applies only to Yom Tov, but not on Shabbos. Because on Yom Tov, the behemoth itself is muta b'shchita. You're allowed to shech lechatchile the on Yom Tov. So if you shech the A's on Yom Tov, so now since you're allowed to shech and the A's on Yom Tov, so the A's itself is a shemeichel. Then when you squeeze out the milk into the gdeiro that has perurim and it becomes mixed up with the perurim, so the milk that comes into the gdeiro also is a shenechel. So you are mafrit a yenechel from an echel, but on Shabbos you're not allowed to shech the neiz on Shabbos. So memele the behene itself, the eiz itself, does not have a shenechel on Shabbos, does not have a shenechel on Shabbos. So since it does not have a shenechel on Shabbos, so memele it's pseles. So when you squeeze out the milk into the gdeire, too, the milk that comes into the gdeire has a shemeichel, but the behemoth itself, from which the milk is obtained, so is pseles, because you can check it, you can eat it, you can check it. So you are mafrid, you separate an eichel from pseles, so it's also dosh. The Ramban is chilek, and the Ramban says that even the aloche of chilek would amaze is a chagdeiro, applies to Shabbos, because the behemoth has a shemeichel, even Shabbos. You're not allowed to eat it, because isuru d'viale. So there is a certain sibah on account of which you cannot eat the behemoth on Shabbos. But that does not mean that on Shabbos the behemoth does not have a shemeichel. But the Rif says that the aloch of sechet of meshkos lam b'mesech ha'deire applies into Shabbos. But the aloch of chedek v'damek b'sech ha'deire Avonisech HaKare applies only to Yom Tov. Now, so the Rif, we understand, because the Rif holds that Chelif is Chayev Mishum Dodosh. But Rabbi Tam says that Chelif is Chayev Mishum Mimachik. So how can he mention the Rif's on this? But Teisves here, that Kufman Dalet on the base, mentions in the name. Oh, Rabbi Tam Nira Le Rabbi Tam, Dane Davke V'Yom Tov. The Chazir Ve'im Ela Achile, Havet Moyuch Le V'Yifres. Avon B'Shabes Le Chazir לשחיתה כמו דוש חשיבה שהבאים הוא מתפסלס וכשחילב הבגנית אליך הוא מתפסלס וכן משמע בהג בגיון תפאי ומיוס חדזיס לנובים שאולים שרירה נפל בשבס כמדש בחזר אחיר. So there is a stira between the two Rabbeinu Tams. So in other words, if we answer, if we reconcile the two Rabbeinu Tams, so in the middle, there will be a teretz And this is kashi. And this is kashi here. The thing is ash against Rametam. The Beris Hasogi against Rametam. Well, Rametam, Malu is a Hadil, Malu is a Hakam. Now, all the Rishayim say, that even though the Alochi according to Rabbonim, so in this shall we do a karake, but, Mid Rabbonim, this is itself says that, Mid Rabbonim, there is this shall be doing a karake. Mid Raise, in this shall we do a karake. But Mid Rabbonim, so yes, this shall we do a karake. All the Rishayim say. Now, so in Mele, according to Rav Netam, that Chayiv is Chayiv Mishum Machik, so actually there are two Isser. One Isser is an Isser of Machik, which is an Isser of Raisik. If somebody looks a cow, so, and Shabbos, so he's either two Isser, an Isser of Raisik of Machik, and then an Isser of Rabbonon, even according to Rabbonon of Rav Yudeh, an Isser of Rabbonon, Mishum Dosh. But you ask, I mean, who, of what significance? Of what significance is the Yisrael Rabbonon? You would have made me call. What significance is the Yisrael Rabbonon of Dosh that is involved in Chayiv Heimo when there is an Yisrael Raise on the score of Machikim Achanan? It is not of great significance insofar as Shabbos is concerned, but it is of great significance in respect to Yom Tev. Now, Yom Tev, so Melochel Vichon Nefesh is Muter. Now, so we should be allowed to harvest wheat on Yom Tev too. But one is not allowed to harvest wheat on Yom Tev. So the Shanim say, not all meloches are muter. Are muter and Yitzirei Rechon Nefesh on Yom Tev. Ktsire is not muter. Ktsire, or let's say, or Teichein, is not muter on Yom Tev, Yitzirei Rechon Nefesh. So some Rishayim say, there is a Shittes Rishayim that Midrash say, Nochanam, Midrash say, one is allowed on Yom Tev to reap grapes and to harvest wheat and to do everything. But the Rabbanon, certain meloches the Chachonim Maset. Certain meloches the Chachonim Maset. But there are meloches that are Oseh. We say the Chachonim Nefesh Anon. Now, Teisves, in Beit Zedav Gimel, mentions it Roshe from the Yerushalmi. And according to Teisves in Beit Zedav Gimel, it's a rice. And it's a special drosha from the Yerushalmi. Because the Torah says in Bay, the Torah mentions the Isa Melocha and Yom Tev, and next to it, the Torah says, Ushmartem es HaMatzis. Now, when does the Chiyuv of Shimur, Elishei Matzis Mitzvah begin? Bishas Lish. Well, there is a sheet of Bishas Lish also, but anyway, from that Yerushalmi it appears that the Chiyuv, that Gimur, takes us and makes it. So, Mishas Lish. So that means, and since there is a smuchim between the Isa Meloche and Yom Tev, and Ushmartem es HaMatzis, and Ushmartem es HaMatzis as reference is to what? To Mishas Lishe. So that means that the Heter, the Posik, Kol Asher Yoseh, Kol Asher Yoseh, that means Ich Nefesh, that is Muter and Yom Tev, so it also is Melishe Reich. But up to Melishe, there is no Heter of Ich Nefesh. In fact, it, you have to be more amazing. אח אשר יאכל ובירושם יש אח אשר יאכל לכל נפש וסומך לא ישמרתם את המעציס או יש מלוכה שמשים ובלך הם מוטוריס דהיינו מי שבלך אבל שום מלוכס דמיקים מלוכים לעשות so what does it mean? So that means so according to Teisves שיטה they are other פשוטים brought in the Yerushalmi but according to Teisves שיטה in Beitze so it's a special verse הקוסם that midraise the heter of is asher yochel lechol nefesh that yilechas lechol nefesh is muter applies only minishereich. What does it mean minishereich? That means in the meloches that are mentioned in the order of the processing of pas. So I mean we have a number of meloches. We have 11 meloches I think in the processing of pas. You have chilash and zareya and kinkir and teichin and yamir and zere and teichin and dosh and benreir and mirakeid after rosh. So in other words, so you have a certain number of meloches in the processing of pas after rosh. So when is meloches echol nefesh muter on Yom Tev? From rosh on. You're allowed to need the dough on Yom Tev. But you're not allowed to be teichin, to grind wheat on Yom Tev. You're not allowed to harvest wheat on Yom Tev. So, midrash, it's a special zersakosu. So that means the dosh is not muta with tzechanesh. Dosh is not muta tzechanesh. How about mimachik?
is mimachik mutalter nefesh. So of course, you're not allowed to pave the roads on Yom Kippur. You're not allowed to pave the roads because that's not tzeirach nefesh. But suppose the mimachik is involved in eich nefesh. Is a tzeirach eich nefesh matir every milach. The shita of the Rashi on Avodas Hakodesh is the tzeirach eich nefesh is matir every milach. Even a milach like tefer, shtei tefirets, it's a milach. It is not the kind of milach that is usually applied to an eich nefesh. I mean, does one usually apply the milach of tefirah to eich nefesh? The melacha of tefillah, of sewing stitches, is usually applied to a beged, not to lecho. But the Rashba in Sefer Avodas Hakodesh says that you are allowed on Yom Tov to take thread and to sew up an effigy. Even though it is a melacha of tefillah, but since you do it lecho nefesh, you are allowed. The Arishayim Achilik. The Arish, of course, the Shittas Rambam is the contrary. Shittas Rambam is that the Nefesh is only Muter, where generally the Melocha is applied on Dvarech. Dvarech, Bishon Afiye, I mean, or Shchite, I mean, or Hitzoye, you know, so you carry the Eichel. But if the Melocha generally is not applied on an Eichel, let's say Tefer, Tefer Shtefias, is it generally applied on an Eichel? It just happens that a certain person, a certain woman, is interested in sewing up the neck of a chicken. Otherwise, it won't be good. No one will enjoy the neck of the chicken if it starts on that. So according to the Rambam, there is no heter of the Nefesh. No, according to the Rashba, there is a heter of the Nefesh. So Mimele, according to the Rashba, that he says that any Ruach, even though usually it is not applied on Yidvarech, like Tefer, so is Muta Mitzvah Nefesh in a specific situation. It is done on Nechon Nefesh, so Mimachik too, if the Machik is applied on Nechon Nefesh, it should be Mutter. So, on Yom Tov, it should be Mutter on Yom Tov to milk a cow. What do? When you milk a cow? You smooth out, you flatten out the odor of the Behemo. But it's done with Nechon Nefesh, so maybe it should be Mutter. So on the score of the Isa the Raisa of Mimachik, it should be Mutter. But if it is also on the score of Bosh, then it is also because the Yemis Kesh Mizrach Kosu, or Kushmartim Samatis, Achasha Shiyosu Lechol Nefesh, and then Bison Mechrei, Kushmartim Samatis, so only Milosh Leilech. Milosh Leilech. But Adam Shite, there is no Melechez Dishe. Melechez Dishe Midraise, in Chelen Leimu. But with Rabbonu there is, even though it's only Milosh Leilech. But come to think Rabbonu can't Raise take me. So just as Dosh the Raise is not Mutar Zerach Nefesh, so Dosh the Rabbonon is not Mutar Zerach Nefesh either. So Mimele, there is no stira in the town here, and around the town, that and now. There is no stira whatsoever between the two Ramatans. Okay, near Ramatan, near Ramatan, man about to be on. Of course, the Shabbos, it's also. So Shabbos, it's also around two scores. It is also a score of Mimachik and Shabbos. There is no head of the Shabbos, and it's also on the score of Dosh, whether he makes the, whether he, into a carrot,